Hello, Morning Scroll listeners. We need your help. In the show notes, you'll find a link to a brief survey. We want to know what you think about the podcast. If you could take 1 minute to fill it out today, it would mean so much to us. Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to The Morning Scroll. I'm Rabbi Dina Cowens from Mishkan Chicago, and you're listening to what will be a quick dive into this week's Parsha. If you've been meaning to brush up on your Jewish literacy or you're looking for some inspiration, you've come to the right place. This week we read Parshat Bamidbar, In the Desert, the first Parsha in, you guessed it, the Book of Bamidbar. We'll start with a brief recap. God tells Moshe to conduct a census of all men ages 12 and up who can bear arms. God then tells them to name one Nasi, a sort of prince or head of each tribe, to help with accounting. Then the results are in and there's a lot of people, like a grand total of 603,000 some, just men of military age, not including Levites. The Levites won't be included in the army since they're basically God's army with tasks like schlepping the Mishkan around and guarding all its stuff. This was originally supposed to be the job of the firstborns, but they lost that opportunity when they participated in the golden calf. So now that we know who's at the party, who gets seats at the table, we learn where everyone sits, meaning where each tribe camps around the Mishkan. Three tribes in each direction identified by their flags. Moses then gets the command to count all the Levite men ages 1 month and older from the three clans of the tribe, the Gershonim, the Kehatim, and the Merarim. This number comes out to 22,000, and each clan has special jobs and a place to camp too. Turns out, God does want to know how many firstborns there are, since the Levites technically replace them as God's chosen temple servants. And when the number comes out to 273 more firstborns than there are Levites, each of these 273 extra people gives 5 shekels to the priests and is considered redeemed. Not really sure how they picked which 273. We end by learning about the specific duties of the Kehati clan of Levites, who help pack and schlep the vessels in the Mishkan when it moves. To be continued. So, fun fact, 20 years ago, this was my bat mitzvah parsha, and I recently rediscovered my Dvar Torah, where 13-year-old me talked about how important it is to count people so that they know that they count and they matter. And 33-year-old me reading that was like, wait, what? This isn't about counting people so that they know they matter, it's about knowing our military might. Like, hello, we don't count the women and children, don't they matter? Is the only thing we care about what someone's value is to being productive in society? And how come we don't value women's labor, which is really important too? Which I think makes me pretty much the only bat mitzvah student ever to be more cool with her parsha at 13 than 33. Okay, but seriously, what do we do with the ways that labor is and is not valued in this parsha? One answer comes from Ramban, Rashi's grandson and a prolific French commentator in his own right, who looks at this parsha and literally says, I don't understand why they're doing this. Why does God need to count humans, he asks. And after talking himself through it for a while, he decides that it cannot possibly be that these emissaries of God just showed up at people's doors with a clipboard and asked, how many inside? Rather, Ramban imagines, God tells Moshe to tell the people conducting the census to approach each house with reverence, to witness the family with awe and reverence, and then to count them. And goodness, does that feel different to me. Sure, we might need to know how many people we have for a conquering army as we start to think about entering the land. But taking the time to see, really see, each family group with awe and reverence, to recognize that these fighting age men come from a whole family system and each person within it is vital, that feels so different to me. So this week, I want to bless those women whose husbands and brothers and friends were counted to be conscripted and who might be feeling scared or unseen in that process. I hope that they are blessed with a sense of place and belonging, knowing that while they might not be literally counted in this parsha, they are seen with awe and reverence and a valuable place in their community. And any of you who feel unseen or undervalued, you matter so much. I am here to see you, to witness your life, and I hope that you feel blessed to be known and recognized in all of the communities of which you are a part. See you next week.